Africa Global Radio. Remember, your story is our story. Your growth is our growth. Your future is our future.
COVID-19 Diaries.
COVID-19 Diaries.
COVID-19 Diaries.
My name is Des. I'm here in the Republic of Ireland. The way I spend my day during these COVID-19 moments is that I am able to work from home remotely. So I spend my day working. I also go out and take some exercise, maybe once or twice a day, as much as can be done based on the restrictions. So generally, my experience of COVID-19 is quite isolating. We have a lot of restrictions here in Ireland, so you know, can go out and take exercise, but only 2 kilometres from where you live. Most businesses are closed, so you have to maybe take away food. You can order takeaway food. Only essential services are open or able to go to work, and schools and colleges and universities are shut down. So yeah, that's one of the tough things, a new reality of social distancing when you go to a shop. So when you're walking on the street, some people wear a mask, some people don't. Obviously regular hand washing. So yeah, those are new experiences. But I think one of the hardest parts of COVID-19 is the fact that it is so isolating in terms of the restrictions that are put on people in terms of their movement in trying to reduce the spread of the disease. I think that in terms of Ireland's response, it's been quite comprehensive. The government has helped out businesses with extra funding and support, where businesses have had to lay people off or furlough people for a specific period of time. So that's been quite comprehensive from them. The disease rate has been quite high, and obviously a lot of people, unfortunately, have passed away as a result of it. Hopefully, you know, we can just consider these as moments and they will pass, and that's just being a bit philosophical about it. Would have concerns about what the future would hold in terms of the economic impact that COVID-19 has had and will continue to have, and just a long-term impact in terms of, you know, whether or not COVID-19 will re-emerge, how people will be with each other after having gone through a period of social distancing. So, you know, simple things like not shaking hands, things like this.
My name is Bola Balogun. I'm a Nigerian resident in the Republic of Ireland. The COVID-19 scenario here is not any different from what obtains elsewhere in the world. We've been on lockdown for 6 weeks, and it has been very difficult. We've been observing social distancing, the washing of hands, and the wearing of facial masks, particularly when venturing outside of the house. We do not tend to venture outside of the house, except for grocery shopping and a bit of exercise and sunshine. My advice to people is that they should not be overwhelmed by the doom and gloom of the COVID-19. Rather, they should thank God that they are alive, and they should look at opportunities post-COVID-19. This is a time of introspection, a time of deep reflection, and a time of challenges. I believe it will be very beneficial if we all can challenge ourselves and to look beyond our comfort zones to see what we can do in terms of opportunities post-COVID-19. Personally, I have registered for a course on Udemy, which is an educational platform on the internet that teaches you anything you want to learn, really. And I've gone for a course in cybersecurity that is totally different from what I learned before. And I believe that the new skills I can use post-COVID-19. So I wish everyone well during this period of COVID-19.
My name is Mr. Williams, calling from Ireland. And as you all know, brothers and sisters, this disease is very deadly as we speak. And there's no cure for it. We have to take it very seriously. People are dropping by the day, unfortunately. But at the same time, very, very, cooperative in terms of what they need to do. And having said that, the government of the day are doing their best. The reason for this, as you all know, that during the election, they've not formed a government yet. But then the incumbent government is still carrying on as usual. And they're doing very well. And they're supporting the people in terms of their businesses and everything. Everything is really fantastic here. And that's really what good governance is all about, and the people that's got a heart to do the right thing. Having said that, the people are also following instruction, all the necessary first responders, the police, the ambulance, and the people in the medical field and others in the social care and all that. They're really pulling their weight, and the citizens are also doing their best as they could. Having said that, social distance and physical distancing thing is really, really helping out. But above all, people are really fed up as well to their board. All I can say that is you have hope. That's the only way. But don't put a time to your time limit to your hope. And you'll be good. Folks in Africa, I wish you the best, and you hold on tight, and you all come true.
Hi, everybody. My name is Art Rotimi, and I live in the Republic of Ireland. I arrived back in the country here 41 days ago. I spent 3 weeks prior to that in England, where my wife and kids live. And so I knew that things were about to change for me. I was leaving behind one country for another. Social distancing hadn't really taken off in a major way in England. Before I left, schools had been closed for a couple of days or so, but people were still going about their business as usual. So the major thing that I observed over there was that the shops were literally empty of essential items. So there was major discomfort, but people were still moving around freely. Now, when I arrived here, I was handed a leaflet at the airport which spelt out the terms and conditions of social distancing and essentially outlined what I needed to do with respect to the quarantine that was about to follow. And with that in mind, I decided to stop by at a supermarket on route home, as I needed to stock up on food, you know. And so it was only when I arrived at a supermarket that I really first experienced social distancing, because I had to make a conscious decision based on what I saw everyone else doing to keep a safe distance as I went around the stores. Well, it's been 41 days now, and it's been quite a positive experience. You know, the pace of life for me has slowed down. There's been ample time for reflection, to read, and just to take stock of the world as I see it. And I suppose, in more immediate terms, my local environment. So I've had time for that. I'm limited to a 2-kilometer radius at the moment for exercise. So I do go out on a bike and do 2-3 laps every couple of days. Although in the last two, I haven't been able to venture out because it's been raining. Plus, that coupled with the fact that the demands of work have kind of tied me to the house. Beyond that, the other thing I've liked, I've enjoyed about the experience is, you know, access to people. There are a lot of people that I know in different countries and continents around the world who are going through the more or less the same experience. So I've been able to reach out to some of those people and likewise them to me. So, you know, I particularly enjoy sharing positive information, looking up developments, reading scientific papers, just to see what the trends are, you know, as far as, you know, solving the challenges of this pandemic goes. But it's also been quite interesting looking at the range of different emotions that have been brought into play. So some people that I, you know, some of my good friends, for instance, have become restless and will project, perhaps without realizing it, that restlessness. You know, why are we on lockdown? Or, you know, you get calls and people will get into, you know, would project, you know, the current state of mind without realizing. So, you know, I've had to take a step back just to ensure that relationships don't become fractured and help people calm and steady nerves. So, you know, that's been one of the downsides. The other downside for me is obviously because there's just so much information coming in at the moment, much of it is also unqualified and unrefined in a sense. So for me, I always see a challenge between just people sharing just information, anything by the truckload, and what can be considered knowledge, you know. So there have been times when I felt that I'm suffering from information overload, as a result. This time has afforded me the opportunity to learn a lot more about Africa, to learn a lot more, you know, about the challenges the continent faces. And for that reason, my resolve to do as much as I can to help simplify the overall problem space has deepened. And I think we need to remain largely positive. This is just a phase. It's a phase that I think has allowed humanity to slow down, you know, and to look around and to look at some of our own activities and how it impacts the planet we live in. Obviously, we've suffered an incalculable loss of human life, and it is my hope that as the days and weeks unfold, we'll see fewer number of deaths being recorded. Let's stay largely positive and let's take care of ourselves, people. Thank you.
COVID-19 Diaries.
COVID-19 Diaries.
COVID-19 Diaries.
I listen to Africa Global Radio. Make una tune in, you know, now that the better tunes they come out from.